It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we're talking about baggage claim, finding freedom in Christ. Today we're going to focus on letting go of stuff. Scripture comes from Matthew 6:19-21. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where they will not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Isn't it just amazing, all of the stuff that takes up space, not just in our closets, but in our hearts too. We buy, we collect, we cling to things because they bring comfort to our identity or to our status. But sometimes we hold on because we fear doing without. Other times we attach to memories or emotions to objects until they become harder to release than they should be. But here's the truth. The more we accumulate, the heavier we will feel. Possessions are like baggage, and the more we load into our arms, the harder it is to walk freely. Jesus warns us to not get tied up storing treasures here on earth because they don't last. Clothes wear out, gadgets break, and even the nicest homes eventually do age. What lasts forever is what we store in heaven. Acts of love, generosity, obedience, and service. There's also a trap in possessions. Comparison, the pressure to keep up with friends or neighbors or family can totally weigh us down, just like emotional baggage can. It's easy to measure ourselves by the cars we drive, the houses we live in, the clothes that we wear, or the vacations that we post. But Jesus reminds us that our value has nothing to do with the size of our bank account or the number of things that we own. Letting go doesn't always mean selling everything or living with bare walls. It means holding things loosely and recognizing that everything in this life belongs to God, and we are just stewards for a season. When we stop holding on to stuff, to possessions so tightly, we then can open our hands to receive the joy and the freedom that He wants to give us. So as we reflect today, are there possessions that you're holding on to for security, identity, maybe even comfort? Maybe it's weighing you down. Your challenge today is to consider giving something away this week. Not out of guilt, nope, but as an act of freedom. Release it with the prayer, Lord, all I have is yours. Father, as we go to you in prayer today, help us not to cling to the things in life that fade. Teach us to treasure what is eternal, not what is temporary. And free us from comparison and the pressure to keep up with other people. May our hands always be open. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.